Morning to you all. Welcome to you all. Lovely to see your smiling faces. Yesterday, I did a recap. I looked back into some other files that I had of 2021. And my welcome to church in 2021 said, We are going to wear masks in worship today. We are going to worship without singing today. We are going to only have the people out the front singing. We have come a long way that we don't have to do that anymore. That is fantastic. We're allowed to sing. How good is that? Tough time of the year, but we can do it. And this Thursday, Daffodil Day. A fundraiser and awareness-raising initiative of the Cancer Council. So maybe if you can be aware of that on Thursday. I have to introduce you to Kindness Bear. Kindness Bear, if you might have worked it out. Oh, sorry, Kindness Monster. Darn. It's obviously not mine. Chloe has Kindness Monster as for her school. Why don't you explain what Kindness Monster is for? Use your microphone.
So Kindness Monster is like a bear where you take...
He's a bear.
A monster that you take from school if you're being really good, and it's from rave class, and then you get to keep it for a whole week until next Tuesday. And I really love this monster, so I decided to buy one.
And Kindness Monster came to practice on Thursday night, and Kindness Monster had a photograph with all of us. So on Tuesday, when Kindness Monster goes back to school, the photograph goes in the book. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're important. We're immortalised in that. And we want to take a picture later on with the whole church. We know that. Okay. So Kindness Monster will just sit down. Whoops. We'll just sit down there for now. Okay. The Olympic Games are finished. Paralympics are next. All of these people doing amazing things. We can do amazing stuff too. Our first song's familiar. We know it. We've heard it before. But see if you can sing it with just a little bit of a different slant, in that you are thinking about it. Is what a friend we have in Jesus. And I chose this because it's an amazing song. But let's think about what the words. Some of us, when we know the song, we just sit back and it just open our mouth and it just hums along. But see if we can think about some of the lyrics, or all of the lyrics. Let's go. You can stand. Here we go. One, two, and here we go. us three, let's sing it out.
Are we weak and heavy laden? Covered with a load of care. Jesus is our only refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there.
Everybody's sitting back down again. They want to sing some more songs. That's good. That's great. We are going to sing another song that you know really, really well. Short, sharp and shiny. We're going to do it twice through. Let's go. Standing up. Come on. Here we go. One, two, three.
He is the king.
Sit down. Did you see the fact that the community pantry has now got a name? It's going to be called Pantry 152. What a clever name. For those people who haven't worked out, 152 is the number that we are on Rainell Road, 152. So we are going to be called Pantry 152. That is incredible. I love it. But don't forget, as you saw, as you came in, there were other notices about the guys' dinner group. That's this Wednesday, time for a meal, a chat. And the week after, Tuesday the 27th, Circle of Friends, and then on Friday the 30th, Friday Friends. But today, Sunday the 18th, because tomorrow is Monday the 19th, we have to say thank you very much and goodbye to Malcolm. Darn, but we're going to have him back, I'm sure. Come on, we've got to ask him. Yeah. For those people who haven't worked it out, Malcolm has to be in hospital tomorrow. He's having an operation, and that's will. Should we say hip hip hooray, or should we not say hip hip hooray?
Did you say hit parade?
Yeah, hit parade.
I must respond straight away. Thanks, Rob, and thanks everybody. I said to someone, I said out in the prayer room this morning, I've really had a ball, and I think it was Rob. What did you say?
I said, yeah. You said, you said. Doesn't matter who said it.
You know, was it really, or you don't say, or it shows.
I said it shows.
It shows. Yeah. Yes. Well, I really have. Had a wonderful time here with you. It's sort of coming back to Happy Valley, but I didn't come back to Happy Valley. I came to a whole new church and congregation. You know, some of the rascals I've known for a long time, but I've got to know some others, and that's beautiful. And the conversations we've been able to have and the things we've been able to do together, it's been... terrific. Am I allowed to tell a teddy bear story while I'm here?
Tell a teddy bear. Hey, Malcolm, have you got a teddy bear story that you could tell us?
Yeah. I never owned a teddy bear as a kid. I had a pink pig about which you're not supposed to laugh. And one night I was...
Do you need to have a little cuddle while you're saying it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
One night I was speaking at a meeting at the Crocodile Hotel in Jabiru, which some of you will know. And I'd had a bit of a lousy week, and I arrived in the car park, pulled up behind a car, and there was a big sticker across the back of the car which says, "If all else fails, hug your teddy." And I burst into tears and said, "I haven't got a teddy." But it was good for me to get that off my chest, to get it out of my system. Everything went well that night. But I've since got a teddy which has pride of place in our home.
You'd better go and get the kindness bear back. It's good to lend. It's good to share. And there is a card in the foyer. And I don't mean Malcolm's the card. I mean there is a card that you can sign in the foyer. Pam, could you bring us back to sensibilities, Pam, if you can?
I think you've chosen the wrong person. Our reading this morning is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 20. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A lovely song that has got... Yeah, you can go over there, that's okay. With him, yeah. A lovely song that's got some very good music, good lyrics, that has, for me, lots of memories, and maybe for some of you, lots of memories from Camp Out, Kids Camp Out, yeah, over there, is a song called Every Move I Make. Every move I make in you, you make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Stand up on the top. Chloe wants to make sure that she's going to show us the actions. People will see you, okay?
I might need some help with the words in the bridge.
Oh, okay, yeah, la, 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 la. Every move I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Let's sing it. Ready? You can stay seated, but do some actions if you want to.
La 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 la.
saw some people joining in. Well done for those courageous people. Thank you, Chloe. Ross, can you bring the prayer to us now, please?
Yeah, I've come to our prayers this morning, and in thinking about this one, I want us to think big or think small, in the way that if those of us who remember the 1960s when space travel first came about, do you remember the first time seeing the Earth from space? We suddenly realised that we were this little ball, and seeing Earth rise from the moon was quite a thing to see that. So we think big, but let's think about that little Earth today. We are all part of that one community of things. Eternal, everlasting, loving God, we believe that our worship draws us to you and towards our neighbours on the earth. Everyone on the earth is our neighbours, and gradually we're mixing and more people become part of our country. We pray for the whole creation. May we learn before it's too late to respect the uniqueness, fragility and beauty of our earth and all its creatures. We pray for every nation and race. May our actions and lifestyle bear out our belief that all people everywhere are our sisters and brothers. Whatever their country, their city, or their tribe, whatever their education or their culture, whatever their circumstances, religion or colour. We pray for peace in our torn and troubled world. We pray that weapons may be discarded instead of people, guns silenced instead of the voices of the poor, and that in a world half expecting a nuclear holocaust, we might learn that love is not a luxury. We pray for the Church of Jesus Christ. May it be true and joyful, wholesome and active, always rediscovering that which you called into being for the service and salvation of others. We pray for witness in our church community. As we grow in faith and love and hope, help us to understand that no planning for the future, however necessary, no program, no matter how carefully conceived, can relieve us of the necessity of going forward into a future that can't be planned, of a risk, of a danger, of hope in your incalculable grace. We pray for ourselves. Not one of us has ever found or given enough tenderness or love in his or her life, enough truth, freedom, beauty, goodness, and joy. We are all travelling towards a new tomorrow. Lord, we pray for our world, and we pray for others, and we pray for ourselves. We pray because you have put within us an unquenchable hope. We pray we live for the ultimate. We pray because Jesus is our Lord, and his kingdom is in our midst. Let's join together then as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Ross. We're going to sing Give Thanks, and coincidentally, the offering will come up at the end of it. But the last words that Pam read from the reading today said, always give thanks. AGT. I think AGT used to stand for Australia's Got Talent or something like that, but AGT really stands for always give thanks. And we're going to sing just once through, give thanks with a grateful heart.
Give thanks. Together we give thanks, gracious God, for this fellowship, these people, brothers and sisters, fellow servants, fellow leaders. And we express our thanks in words, and we express them through the gifts that we bring to further develop the ministry here and in other places, and to sustain those who need food and shelter. Lord, receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. And one of the things I've appreciated here is, of course, that you have a dog who comes to church. And I think you all know by now that I'm a bit of a dog nut. My grandfather was a man whom I loved dearly. We called him Pop Burns. He came from Scottish stock. He had a very limited education. He rode a bike, I think he wheeled it. He rode a bike from Perth to Coolgardie, and he worked in laboratories in the gold mines. He was a train driver for a while. And then he and his brother and a group of other dairy farmers in South Australia introduced Guernsey dairy cows to South Australia. And lovely, gentle creatures, and there was one called Tiny. And we used to climb on her back after she'd been milked and ride her 100 metres down the paddock and get off on a particular post where she always stopped. Pop was a cattle judge and travelled round to shows round South Australia and beyond. And when I knew Pop, he was a dairy farmer. He was secretary of the Presbyterian Church in Woodside, and he was an elder, and he was chair of the school council. And he introduced my two older sisters and me to Topsy and Peter. Topsy and Peter were two shires. Are you all aware what a shire is? It's a big black draft horse. And purebred shires are considered to be the biggest horses in the world, bigger than the Clydesdales. And one of the things that I remember from my grandfather is that he always struck me as having a great deal of wisdom and insight, and yet he'd had a negligible formal education. And I began to wonder when I read these opening verses of this passage from Ephesians that it's talking about wisdom, being wise. And when I thought of Pop, I thought, well, you don't have to be highly educated to be wise. You don't have to be highly gifted in all the academic stuff to be wise. I guess two of the things about Pop was he was clearly a leader. But even more than being a leader, he was a servant. And he was prepared to help anyone. And if a neighbouring farmer was in trouble, Pop was there to help them. Even though Pop hated Germans because of World Wars I and II, it makes his kindness even greater, because most of his dairy farming neighbours in the Ongaparinga Valley were of German descent and they were Lutherans. And my Pop was a gentle, kind, open person like I am. I still haven't heard what team the Crows played last night. But while Pop had this passionate hatred for what Germans did through wars, if one of his German-born or German-stock neighbours was in need, he was there. He was also an Orangeman, but we won't go into that. Wonderful man. And so Ephesians says, be careful, be alert, be aware, be wise. Emulate Jesus, copy Jesus. Remember, we were talking about that last week. Copy Jesus. Make the most of your time. Be wise, not unwise. And be filled with the Spirit. Sing. You know, I find it hard to believe that anybody could get through Rob's leadership without singing. Isn't it wonderful? And give thanks at all times. A young man, and this isn't me, a young man went to his grandfather and he'd been struggling with a number of things. So he went to his grandfather and said, what is the secret of wisdom? And his grandfather said, oh, good judgment. But how do you get good judgment? Asked his grandson. Experience? And how do you get experience? The young man persisted. Ah, said his grandfather, bad judgment. And so threaded through all of this is think before you speak. Be quicker to listen than you are to speak. We hear that saying, don't we? Be slow to speak. And think well beforehand. Be slow to anger. I inherited an awful temper from my father, who never ever got rid of it. His, not mine. And it really took me a large slab of my life to get to the point where I felt confident that I could manage that bad temper. I don't really lose it altogether anymore, but I can get angry. Can't we? So wisdom is proved by its accompanying behaviour. Think for a moment of a person, one will do, a person in your life that has shown wisdom, who shows wisdom. You would consider to be wise, you would think, as a person who exercises wisdom in everyday life. Can you think of a person? I'm not going to ask you to give names or anything, but have you thought of a person who's wise? Yes, they're everywhere, aren't they? They're everywhere. But more importantly, what have we learnt from those in whom we see wisdom? How has our life changed because we have been blessed with the wisdom of that person that we've just been thinking about? The letter of James, which we didn't read this morning, raises the question, who among you is wise? Let them show you by their good life, by their deeds done in humility. So here James is tying wisdom and humility together. I know my grandfather could lose his temper because my cousin Robert and I were out one day. Pop gave us Peter and a big sled that he put bales of hay on and went around the paddock spreading the hay out for the cattle. So Robert and I had Pop's pocket knife and we had Peter and the sled and 6 or 8 bales of hay. And we headed off up the hill and dropping off hay as we went up through the paddock, and we finished at the top of the hill with an empty sled. No, we didn't do that at all. And we started racing Peter down the hill, and when he got up a decent speed, we yanked the uphill rein, and Peter turned, and the sled went, with us lying on it, hanging onto the edge. And the third time we did that, we heard a very loud voice. You spalpeens, you'll kill my horse. Yes, Pop could be angry. Sometimes when Robert and I were around, it was well and truly justified. But he also knew how to behave, to be gentle, to be wise, to be loving, to be patient, and to give himself for the benefit of other people. I hinted on the front page of the grapevine about some men that I spoke to, some Muslim men on Christmas Island. These men met me out in the huge common area, the shape of a football, but bigger than a football field. And they said, would you come over to our compound? There are a number of different compounds in the detention centre. Would you come across to our compound? We want to talk to you about Christianity. So I did that, and I was directed to their room by the staff person, which struck me as a bit unusual because we were not supposed to go into the asylum seekers' rooms. But this guy told me to go in. So in I went, and there was a group of young men sitting around on the beds, and one guy standing in the doorway keeping watch. They didn't want any other Muslims to know what we were talking about. And I said to them, what questions do you have for me? And there's very, very little time. They could be gone the next day. They didn't know until they got called to pack up. You need it up at the office, up at the admin building in 45 minutes. And so they asked their question, what makes Christianity different? Now, I don't know what you would say. When I was asked that question, I had no idea what I was going to say. None whatsoever. I didn't have time, and it was inappropriate to give a highfalutin theological dissertation. If I got out a Bible and started stringing off Bible verses, I wasn't sure that that was going to work either. And so the answer I gave to them, which really got things going, and we had a very lively, warm and loving conversation for about an hour before the staff person came and just tapped on the door and nodded his head, and we knew that that was that. But my answer to their question was, what makes Christianity different is that there's no revenge in Christianity. And that got us started, because they had been persecuted by their Muslim brothers, and they saw revenge as being a major thing within the Muslim faith. Now, we take revenge, we know, you know that, and I know that. But when we unpackage that, then we can talk about forgiveness and patience in listening and dealing with conflict in a way that is not destructive. The men lit up like Christmas trees. Here, I'd managed to open a door for them through which they could go, and then they talked about a whole lot of other stuff that I couldn't prepare for, and I just did it off the cuff. But those men were so excited about some of the things that they were learning in that brief time. And they were gone within a few days. I met a very wise Muslim man. A group who lived in dongas, transportables, and the transportables were opposite each other with a gap about 3 or 4 metres wide between them. It's where people sat and talked and had coffee. And there was a group there who wanted to be baptised. They'd been working with Christians and other places along the asylum highway from the Middle East to Australia. And they wanted to be baptised. And so I agreed to meet them. And we were to meet on the decking between the dongas. And they said, look, we'll have a cup of tea and talk about that, and you know, because we want to be baptised. And I met them, and an older man came along, and I said, oh, are you joining in with us? He said, no, I'm a Muslim, and I feel quite comfortable about being a Muslim, and I want to stay that way. But I'm going to make a cup of tea or coffee for the people in your group, and I'll just hang around here, and I'll be the tea boy. So here we have Muslims moving towards baptism and wanting to grow in the Christian faith. And one of the senior men of their Muslim community caring for them, accepting me and making a cuppa while we talked. Isn't that something to do with wisdom and compassion and deep-seated, all-encompassing love? So eventually, we had a baptism. They were there for a little while, which was fortunate. And the cook in that section said, "Look, if you want to, I hear you're wanting a place for the baptism. The dining room isn't being used at such and such a time in the afternoon. You can go in there and you can lock the door from the inside, and no one will know you're there, and it'll be okay." So we had an old gymnasium mat, and they knelt on the gymnasium mat, and we had prayers and sharing and baptism. And their beaming faces when they had been baptized. It was as if something incredible had touched them and happened to them. I'd had opportunity to talk to them about things that I didn't have with the men. But somebody had prepared the ground beautifully for these people on the asylum seekers highway. They knelt on the gym mat and I baptized them. It was a joyous experience, and they had gone almost immediately after that, and I had no way of knowing where they were and what happened to them. In the latter verses of this passage from Ephesians, the world is surrounded by issues. Now, Paul doesn't say issues in the book of Ephesians. He says evil or the devil. And I've always thought that it's always worried me when I hear people saying to me, you know, there's so much evil in the world, and they can talk more about the evil and the devil than they talk about their own faith. And I think, you know, if you think there's a devil behind every bush, when you look, what do you find? Yeah, you find the little monkey. He's there under the bush. But if we look into the world and we look for love and mercy and justice, and we feed that and we are fed by it, can't it be a different place? Our focus is moved. Yes, we've got horrible things going on in our world. There are horrible people in our world. There is evil. There's no doubt about that. But I believe that the best way to stand up for evil is to behave in the opposite way. To be the presence of Christ. To be the expression of love, of generosity, of justice and mercy for the people whom we meet. And so when I read the latter part of this passage, I thought, it's interesting, because this is picking up some of the themes that I've followed in worship in the time that I've been with you, and this wasn't planned at all. Well, it wasn't planned by me. That might have been the joy of the Spirit. And there's the call to love, to act with integrity, to have a generous, welcoming, encompassing spirit, to respond graciously to attack or criticism. Focus more on the community than the individual. Proverbs says the person who doesn't listen or care about wisdom will never find or experience it. It's a bit of common sense there, I think, isn't it? The person who doesn't listen or care about wisdom will never find it or experience it. I would hope that the people in my life who have blessed me with their wisdom have left something indelible in me that means that I have some wisdom to share as well. that I have something worthwhile to give, that I'm able to encourage the gift and the practice of love in people with whom I work and people whom I meet. So the letter starts off, be careful, alert, aware, be wise, emulate the life of Jesus. And it finishes up with a call to love, integrity, to a generous spirit, and a gracious response when we are attacked or criticised. We will stand as a community of faith, a community who love each other. I'm really excited about that pantry. I'm really excited about it. And I'm waiting for the time when I can, after I get out of hospital, I can come around here and I can get a basket full of food. Oh, did I have that wrong? And it's our motto, isn't it? As the Vine's congregation. And this is what we're called to do. As I said before, I have truly enjoyed, greatly enjoyed, my time with you. And I'd like to catch up with a few of you again. I must have behaved because I've been invited to come to the Home Aloners and the men's dinners again. And I reckon that's an invitation that I could accept that. I could accept that. But thank you for your love for me and all that you have given me, because you have given me much. And I appreciate it greatly. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, gracious God, touch us in the power of your Spirit, that we will know more of what wisdom is, and how we can practice wisdom, and how we can affirm wisdom in other people. Heavenly Father, keep us an active, a vibrant, a moving forward congregation. May we live our lives that we will be known by our love and by the strength and the courage that gives us the gift of wisdom to practice. Amen.
Thank you, Malcolm. I need to just put a little bit of a thing out there to say, as we finish our service today, we'll sing a song now. And then we'll get Malcolm to give our benediction. But after he's finished the benediction, please don't go into autopilot and switch and talk to somebody else, because I've got a song that we are going to sing to Malcolm and to each other, but especially to Malcolm. I'll explain it. Just wait till we get there. So we'll sing now. He'll give his benediction, but don't you dare turn and go. You're going to sing some more, okay? It's going to be okay. We'll do it. Change my heart.
Change my heart.
go into the world in peace, be brave, take hold of what is good, never pay back wrong for wrong, support the weak and the disheartened, and be the presence of love to everyone. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Also with you. Okay, this song that we're going to sing now, Whack the Words Up, some of you will recognise it. It is a lovely song. We have sung it before. It is our song to Malcolm and our song to each other. For you, deep stillness of the silent inland. Do you think this guy might like going into the inland sometimes? I think we've worked that out.
For you, deep stillness of the silent inland. For you, deep blue of the desert skies. For you, flame red of the rocks and stones. For you, sweet water from hidden springs. From the edges, seek the heartlands. And when you're burned by the journey, may the cool winds of the hovering spirit soothe and replenish you.
Don't forget to sign the card.